You may be seated, and I'd like to invite the children forward for a children's message. Everett, I want to make sure you get a pack of these Advent cards for children. There's one for every day in Advent. So when you're lighting your Advent candles or doing your devotions, there's a card in there for every day. I'd love it if you told me something. I'm sorry you're not feeling the best. I'll pray for you to feel better. So I was actually going to do a children's sermon on something else, but when I saw that you were the only one coming up, I thought of something else I wanted to talk about. So we've got this Thanksgiving display here at the altar, and this week coming up is Thanksgiving on Thursday. Are you already excited to play with your cousins and have some turkey and maybe some mashed potatoes and who knows what else? Yes. Nice. So with Thanksgiving coming up, I was thinking about one of the things I'm thankful for, and I'm thankful for you. And I heard a really good report recently about something that happened at your school, that you got recognized for being kind. Is that right? Yes. So when you were baptized, God adopted you as God's son, which meant that you became a brother to everybody here. And not just everybody that's here, but all of those who are a part of our church who are not here. And one of the things that happened when you became our brother is that we made some promises to pray for you and to support you as you grow and as you grow in faith. And so every week, I pray for you. And one of the things that I pray for you is that you grow to look more and more like Jesus in your heart. And some of the things that look like Jesus are love and patience and kindness and joy and peace and gentleness and goodness and self-control. And I am so proud of you for being so kind to your friends and your fellow students and your teachers, because I think that is something that Jesus would have done if he had gone to school and had teachers and friends at school. And so I think that you are an answer to prayers that we have prayed for you to grow more into Jesus' character and to look like him, because I think that you have a very kind heart. So I am thankful for you, and I am thankful that you are growing to look more and more like Jesus. Will you pray with me? Good morning, God. Thank you for today. Thank you for each other. And thank you for Everett. Thank you for his kindness and his love and his joy. We ask that you would continue to bless him and help him continue to grow to look more like Jesus. We love you, God. Amen. Thank you for coming up. You can go back to your seat. Don't forget your cards.